sickness, you will supply. When sickness pass our way, you are the Lord, our God, that healed all our diseases. I think that's why your word says we should cast all our cares upon you, because you care for us. Thank you for this morning. As we open a portion of your word again this morning, we pray our traveling through it, it will be a blessing to everyone. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Shall we turn our Bibles to John chapter 11? John chapter 11. And we begin our reading from verse 18. We stop at verse 28, which says, "Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 50 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she had so said, she went away and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come and called for thee. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Yeah, you can please be seated. We just want to read through this few pages, see how we can go with it. Then Jesus came and called. They preached it in a, let me confirm where that was. Message Brother Bam preached is 640213. Praise be to God. Then Jesus came and called. The prophet said, my purpose of being here is to try to help the people of God. Not so much as to pray and lay hands upon the sick, but that they might recognize Jesus Christ in our midst, the Son of God in our midst. We are speaking tonight on this subject, which is the night that Jesus came and called. Now, all this time that we are speaking, it was a very sad time. If you ever read the story in the life of our Lord, find out that he was a great friend of this boy, Lazarus. He was. After the going away of Joseph, he had left and come to live with Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And they were great friends. They had, he was like a pastor to them, a real friend, and made him little things to wear, a coat to wear. I believe they claimed, and it was woven throughout without a seam. And then they had done things for him because they believed in him. If they believed in him, it was they had believed and had seen that they had left the church, that's their denomination, and so forth to follow him And that was a great thing in that day, which even the penalty of it could be death, to go away from that denomination. But Jesus, this fellow that was going around, as they claim, tearing up their churches, and saying evil things about their priests, and so forth, he had done a great harm to them, according to them, they thought. And to even confess him would be put out of the synagogue. And then, if you are out from the synagogue, the church, they thought you had no chance for redemption if you didn't belong to one of their sect, like Pharisees, Sadducees, or something. There was no redemption if you was outside of that. And if they had the right, the keys, and they could just kick you out if they wanted to. That was their old saying. No wonder Jesus said, "You, by your tradition, has made the word of God of no effect." You see? And now, it's repeated again, because we all know history repeats itself. So, every so often, that is sad to say, but it was prophesied to repeat. And it has done it again. We find that Jesus wasn't well thought of. Many times people want to judge the man who doesn't agree with them. We are not to do that. We can disagree with one another, yet be friendly. Hello? If I couldn't disagree with a man and still love him and pray for him and disagree with him upon the basis of the scripture, and for better enlightenment, then I will say nothing to him. I always want to disagree with him, friendly, because I love him, and I certainly don't want him to be lost. And he said, and he should do the same thing to me, with me. We don't want to be lost, and we must base our thoughts upon what the word says. Let the word be true, not your creed, or what your thoughts, but what he says. No private interpretation, just what the word says. The other night, I did something, and it seemed sacrilegious almost. I believe it was as a ministerial breakfast. The other morning, I put Jesus on a trial. I said, just as they did there, so do they do today. Maybe it would be good if I repeat it just for a moment, if we have the time. Now, I said, today, we find out that in Luther's Reformation, in the time of that, he said, the just shall live by faith. The man that believes, he that has got it, but we find out many of them said they believed, I didn't have it. In the days of John Wesley, if they got the second blessing, they call it certification, entire certification. They got happy and shouted. Everybody shouted, had it. But they find out they didn't have it. A lot of them shouted, I didn't have it. The days of Pentecost, they said, now the restoration of the gifts has come. The baptism of the Spirit, he that speaks in tongues has got it. We find out that many spoke with tongues, I didn't have it. So they say, well, the fruit of the Spirit, that is what it is. Oh no, not the fruit of the Spirit. Christian science has that, where hardly love is the fruit of the Spirit. Then, and they have more love than anybody, and deny the deity of Jesus Christ. I think you should know what the prophet is saying, because in another sermon, he emphasized that the fruit of the Spirit is what really shows that you are born of the Spirit. But he's bringing out a point here. And he said, and the people that claim they have that fruit of the Spirit, and they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. So the full proof that they will have the Holy Ghost is not altogether the fruit of the Spirit, but the fruit of the Spirit must be there. And plus, you cannot say you have the Holy Ghost, you have the fruit of the Spirit, and you deny any part of the word. I think we should know what the prophet is saying. Those things are so many in the message, which I believe should be causes of questions among some of us, but we just let it go. Where the nature of Jesus, just call him a prophet, just an ordinary man, see? So that doesn't do it. Let me just question that just a minute. Let's say Jesus on trial. And God forgive me for this statement and from the platform. But I'm going to be against it for a minute just to bring you to light. You see? Now, I've got two people here tonight. I'm talking to you. It's back in another day when Jesus of Nazareth was on earth. I come to you and to reason with you against this fellow, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we all know that God is love. The Bible says he is. All right. And the Lord, the Spirit is love, suffering, gentleness, patience, meekness, and so forth. And Lord, now I say, I want to ask you something. We go to what we know a Christian. Look at this old priest of yours. His great-great-great-grandfather was a priest. He had to be born in the lineage of Levites to be a priest. We find out now he doesn't have a young man's life like the rest of you did. What does he do? He sacrifices himself. He is up there to study the word of God. He goes through it day and night. Day and night. Has to know every letter of it. Every word on the scroll. He has to know it by heart. He just something about it that he must know. And then beside that, when your father and mother was married, who joined them together as husband and wife? Your godly old priest. Who was it come to your father when he was in need and had owed some money on his farm that the mortgagors was going to take it? Who stood by him, your kind old priest? Who stood by your mother in the room there when she was giving birth to you, kind old priest? Who comes to you when you are sick and needy, your kind old priest? Who was it bless you and committed you to God and circumcised you the 8th day, your kind old priest? When your father and mother was about to divorce, who brought them back together, held them together, your kind old priest? When there is trouble in the neighborhood, who takes care of it, your kind old priest? Certainly. Now, this kind old priest knows that the Bible said that God requires a lamb for a sacrifice. Many of you men are businessmen, so you don't raise sheep. Yet, God requires a sheep. They made some stalls up there. They sold their sheep so that the businessmen could go up and buy it, offering sacrifice for their soul that God requires. What did this young fellow call Jesus? Where did he come from? Said he was born a virgin birth. Whoever heard of such a nonsense thing? We know his mother had him before her and Joseph were married. He was born. Now we find out that it's a bad name to begin with. Remember what they are calling this bad name to begin with? It's a fulfillment of scripture. I think we should understand where the prophet is going. He said, what membership card? What membership card does he have if he was a godly man? What group did he join with?
When your priest studied to know that word, here he comes around, tearing down what he has built up. Would you call that God? Certainly not. Hello? I think we understand what the prophet is saying. He says there is a way man think God should walk. There is a way God walks. There are two different ways. Are you following me? I think we should follow the prophet. Now, the other day, when your priest had made that place up there, and from where you could buy the sacrifice, what did this young fellow do? Kindness. He beat, pulled some ropes together, some flax and leathers, and look out upon the people with anger. Kick over those tables and beat them out of there. And you call that fruit spirit? Listen very well. And to people, that is not the fruit of the spirit. But it was the will of God. It was following the will of God. Jesus said, not every man that saith, Lord, Lord, unto me shall enter into the kingdom, but they that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Are you following me? We should be able to differentiate the way of man and the way of God. There are two different ways, completely. And that is why, where, as Peter says, when we have given our lives unto the Lord Jesus Christ, we must be dead completely to our ways and let the way of God have a preeminence. And for your information, the way of God always looks stupid to a natural man. But that is the way of God. It has always been like that. May God help us. And you call that the fruit of the Spirit? Looking upon them with anger, and you look, depriving the man of his opportunity to worship Jehovah. The businessman wants to worship him. He doesn't raise lamp, and he went there to buy it, and he turned it over, and kicked them, and run them out. Who has the fruit of the Spirit there? See, there you are. See, no fruit of the Spirit. Not speaking in tongues, not shouting. You say, then, Brother Abraham, what is the evidence? What is the evidence? The vindication of the word in the hour. Are you following me? To please God at every time is to do what his word says, do. You must get it. May God help us. They had the Bible. It was exactly what Jehovah God will have said will happen. It don't need any interpretation. It is interpreted there. There was your priest. There was all they had and everything else. Just so routined and everything. But yet they failed to see the word. And he made that word live out for that age. That is the evidence of that age. Luther had the evidence of his age, Wesley of his age, Pentecost of his age, but we are in another age. These things are good, but like the baby has got a finger, an eye, and nose, but after a while, he has to become a human being. He has to become a matured child. Then he's born, have a soul, body, spirit, can move around. Now we find out that all this Jesus has declared are just a few. Just those who he had ordained to life saw it. Hello? Not great crowds. His crowds could never like be like Caiaphas' crowds. Why? Caiaphas have called the whole nation together. Jesus just called a few together. Not many knew him, thousands of times, thousands. When he came on the earth, he went through the earth, and they never even know he was here. So will he be again? He will come to those who are called to life. He knows who is called to life, and he will not. It is his business to take care of that. Now we notice that then they come out of the church and they had believed in everything the world had been saying about him. There he was. And one day he left their home. I want to speak of three things. Jesus had left. Death had come. And all hope was gone. I want to speak on those three things for a few minutes. Let's go. Jesus had left. And when he left, trouble come in. Now when he leaves you or your home where you dwell at, trouble is on his road. Satan has got an open door where Jesus lives. But the joy of it, he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. He promised to be with us, even in us, to the end of the world. That is the assurance. We do see that song. When Jesus comes, the third task power is broken. You know, that is very true. You know, the way we fight our spiritual battles, it may look unreasonable ordinarily to men. But that is God provided way for fighting those battles. Remember, you can only fight spiritual battles and win if you fight them according to the word of God. Are you following me? Because there are things that seem good unto men. There is a way that seem good unto men. Say, this way is good. This is the way I want to go about it. Watch that way. If that way is contrary to the word of God, you are fighting a lost battle. Because you will lose. You cannot win on your own. Our winning is to be with what he has said. Allow him to fight our battles for us. That is why I believe the prophet preached a message that the scripture says, casting all your cares upon him. For what? He careth for you. I think the problem we normally have, like the prophet said, he was asking a question somewhere. He said, did God answer prayers? We say, yes, he does. He followed with another question. Does he answer very quickly all the time? No. But we know he answers prayers. And there is no alternative of fighting our spiritual battles but on our knees. Are you following me? On our knees. That is how you fight spiritual battles. Is God, if you want God to intervene in your matter, whatsoever things you desire, when you ask God in prayer, believe that it has happened and it shall come to pass. The prophet was telling us something somewhere. He was emphasizing on some scriptures. He said, the scripture says, ask you shall receive, seek you will find, knock, it shall be opened up to you. And he went further to start emphasizing. He said, the scripture says, he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. He told us he was telling us, asketh means you continually ask until the answer comes. We find the case of the judge and the unjust judge and the widow. And the Bible says the unjust judge, he doesn't know God, he doesn't respect man. That's a bad condition to be in. You don't know God and you don't respect man. Very terrible condition. And the widow knows that is the only answer to our problem. It's not going to come any other place. But the man alone, he came. Each time he comes, he will shut her down, run her away. And she will go and come again. She will go I come again. No matter how she was treated, there was no alternative to the solution of her problem. But this man, he has to come. And that is applicable to you and me. The only one that has solution to all our problems is God. Are you following me? That is the only one that has solution to all our problems. Are you see? It's the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. Your loved one is not safe. What did he say you should do? Pray for him. You can. Oh. May God help us. He had gone, and as soon as he did, then death came in. And when Jesus goes out, death comes in. To be separated from him is death. So death come in when Jesus went out. And death had lingered with Lazarus. And then, the one that they believed in and loved, they had said to him to come pray for Lazarus. Because they have seen him and know that he know God. That whatever God, he asked God, matters expressly back there, whatever thou sayest to God or ask God now, God will do it. She recognized that he and God was one. He was the word of the hour. So she recognized that. And you and me must recognize that God is master of all situations. You must know that. He's master of all situations. That's the difference between we and the unbelievers. The unbelievers doesn't know God. Because they don't know God, they consult herbalists. They go to native doctors. They find other solutions to their problems. They find solutions to their problem when solution is not found. Solution to every problem is in the hand of God. Do you believe that? You remember one time Jesus was in the boat with his disciples and there was a storm. And the Bible says he was so tired, virtue has slept in so much. He was sleeping, humanly speaking. Remember, he was 100% man. I don't pray 100% God. Then trouble came. These men were professional professional fishermen. When there is such trouble, they know what to do, humanly speaking. They have done everything. The situation was getting worse. Until they finally remember that the one they have been testifying of, the world they have seen perform miracles and wonders that they are talking about today in a ship was right there with them. I think that is the problem we normally have. We talk so good about Jesus, about his signs and wonders and miracles and the rest of it. When problem comes our way, we forget that this Jesus we are talking about is alive. He still answers prayers. May God help us. Then they finally came to him. He said, Master, carest thou not we perish? How can you perish? When the Master has said, we are going to the other side. The word of God cannot fail. Whatever you desire, when you ask in prayer, believe you receive, and you shall have it. Well, it is common for mortal to be impatient. But we are more than mortals. Are we more than mortals? Our patience is still inexhaustible. Because the patience that we have is the patience of God. Hello? The patience we have is the patience of God. When we are converted, we have the nature of God. We have all his whatever right in that chart. Both patience, those temperance, those knowledge, those virtue, measure it. They are right there. What am I trying to say? Sometimes we pray for something. For how long do you pray for it? He said, this last year I'll be praying. The answer has not come. Then you have lost confidence that God answers prayers. That is not what the Bible says. That is not what the message says. We will keep praying until the answer comes. Because that is the only way the situation can be changed. There's no other way it can be changed. Apart from that, it's God only that answers to all our prayers. Hello? He answers to all our prayers. He has solution to all our problems. Cast all your cares before Him. And He will bring it to pass because He cared for us. If you give birth and the children are wayward, you taught them right from Sunday school. You taught them right in the, what do you call it, in a family altar, both night and evening, or whenever you pray. And they are not yet converted. What do? You disown them as your children? They are your children. I will continue to pray until God answers. Because it's God that changes life. You cannot change your own life. You cannot change the life of any other person. It's only God that can do it. Never you be tired in praying. Never you be tired in trusting God for the solution of your problems. The Bible says we shall be saved and our house. You have to go to God, believing those scriptures, quoting them to Him. If you are sick, Lord, you said you are the Lord and God that healed all my diseases. And you have to believe that. I keep quoting it until the manifestation comes. Hello? May God help me. And may God help you. When we come back, we will follow the message. And if you follow the message once in a while, we chip in something. One thing I will get you to know is that if you have a problem and you have prayed about it for some time, the answer has not come. You want to change to another method. That is actually the exact meaning that we never get answers. Because no other answer, the answer doesn't lay any other place. It's God and God alone that can do it. Beside Him, you are on your own. May God help us. What Abraham said, I do not say my children will not go wrong. He said, but if they go wrong, they will be walking over the prayers of a righteous father. Because we know that is the only way out. As you pray for them, you live a life as an example before them. Let me tell you one thing. Before you can correct an error, you yourself, you must be in a position for the person you are correcting to know that you yourself, you are living a life that is higher than him. Hello? If this person gets annoyed and say things and you want to correct it, because of it, you yourself get annoyed. You have created an atmosphere of hell. You yourself must have power over that thing to be able to correct him. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Our time is over. Before you say Jack Robinson, the time is up. We will come. I follow that message, and as the Lord will help us, shall we bow our heads? Lord, we thank you for the few words we'll be able to pass across to ourselves. If it's mainly, then Jesus came and called. We know where you call. Each time you come and call your people, you call to call them out of chaos unto your glorious kingdom. You come to answer their prayers. You come to give them good health if they are sick. Father, that thing still remains, that whatsoever things you desire, when you ask in prayer, believe you have received and you shall have it. May the Lord help each and every one of us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. God bless you, church.